At the U.S. Supreme Court today, a majority of the justices seemed ready to make it more difficult for states to confiscate cars, houses, and other property that is even tangentially used in the commission of a crime. The court has long applied most provisions of the Bill of Rights to the states, but one of the very few exceptions is the Eighth Amendment's ban on excessive fines, and that was the issue today. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In the modern United States, billions of dollars in personal property is seized by law enforcement if that property is involved in any way in a crime. The process is called civil asset forfeiture. Opponents across the political spectrum see it as an often abusive system of policing for profit, with the assets sold and the money going to the government. Today's case was brought by Tyson Timms, whose $42,000 Land Rover was seized 5 years ago by the state of Indiana after he was arrested for selling $400 worth of heroin to undercover cops.
I inherited a life insurance policy from my dad when he passed away, and that I used that money to buy the truck.
A trial judge ruled that confiscating the truck was a grossly disproportionate punishment on top of other fines and a year of house detention. An Indiana appeals court agreed, but the state Supreme Court ruled that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines does not apply to the states. On Wednesday, Indiana's Solicitor General Thomas Fisher defended that proposition in the U.S. Supreme Court, facing a chorus of skepticism from justices conservative and liberal. Justice Gorsuch, whatever the scope of the excessive fines clause, can we at least agree it applies to the states? No, replied Fisher, not when the fine is levied against property as it was here. Really? Shot back Gorsuch. Come on, General. Justice Ginsburg, whether you label it a fine against a person or a fine against property, let's remember, things don't have rights. It's people that have rights with respect to things. Justice Breyer, under the state's reading, could police seize a $250,000 Bugatti or even a jalopy if its driver is caught going just 5 miles over the speed limit? After all, the car is the instrumentality of the crime of speeding. A pained-looking Fisher replied that, yes, the state could seize the car. Arguing the contrary position was Wesley Hoddit of the Institute for Justice, representing Timms. He pointed out that confiscating property is a very different animal today than it was hundreds of years ago when pirate ships were the object of civil forfeiture. In contrast, he said, today police can go after every person's property, even in cases where the owner of the property is blameless and has not been charged. Justice Alito, well, your client was convicted of drug dealing. That's correct, Hoddit acknowledged, but he noted that the trial judge sentenced Timms at the very low end of the scale and ruled that the state's attempt to confiscate the truck was disproportionate. Are you asking us to adopt a proportionality rule? Several justices asked. Not at this stage, said Hoddit. All we're asking is that the court overrule the Indiana Supreme Court and apply the ban on excessive fines to the states. That, he said, would be a first step and would give the lower courts the opportunity to develop what standards to apply. Chief Justice Roberts, you're asking us to buy a pig in a poke. You say don't worry what it means, just incorporate it to the states and then figure it out later. A decision in the case is expected later in the term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.